Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
And that, gentlemen, was just in the first hour on this Friday morning. We're in Lower Manhattan at the South Street Seaport Studios. If you're watching on ESPN News, it's another beautiful summer day in New York with Keyshawn Johnson, J. Will. I'm Zubin Mehenti.
Bring in our caller, Zubin. Bring in our caller right now because he's my boy, New York Knicks fan. He just randomly calls in. This is why you love being in the city.
This is great. So Spike Lee...
Who called
hardcore
in?
Spike is on the Spike from New York, first time, long time, is joining us here. And he's with us this morning. He's an avid listener to ESPN 98.7 in New York. What's up, Spike? How are you?
It's a crazy world we live in, but we got to all step up. How's everybody doing this morning?
What's up, Trojan?
What's going on, Spike?
you know, Spike is one of our honorary Trojans out west.
Out west,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell him, Spike.
Yeah,
I see that political move.
Pete Carroll used to invite me to the practices and speak to the team.
Yeah,
man, we gotta start doing that at Duke, man.
Come on, Spike. I have love for Coach K, but. Can we just say that? We can leave it at that.
Spike, I got to ask you this because this is like the perfect time for you to be calling in. Today is Jackie Robinson Day. It normally is April 15th. We weren't playing baseball on April 15th.
Right.
After 100 years, when he was born last year, it was 100th year of his... of his birth in that small Georgia town where he was raised, and you put together a Budweiser short that sort of encapsulated his life. You know, August 28th, I want to really quickly mention, Spike, that was the day Branch Rickey, back in the 40s, essentially said, you're the face of the integration of baseball. August 28th of 63, the I Have a Dream speech, Dr. Martin Luther King. Who was in the house for that, Spike? Jackie Robinson was in the house for that. So August 28th, it is an amazing day that you put out there on film and for a couple of different reasons are huge to one of the most important people in the history of sports in this country.
Well, that is the reason why Mookie wore Jackie's number and do the right thing. Do the right thing. I wrote Do the Right Thing in 1988, came out 89. That film is still relevant today.
Yep.
I mean, when you see Ray Raheem in a chokehold by the NYPD, which is based upon the real-life chokehold of Michael Stewart, how can you not think about Eric Gardner and King Floyd and all this stuff that's happening today? It's insanity.
No, no, that is, but that is true, Spike. That is so true.
Hey, that film came out in 89. And people are saying the black folks going to riot all across the country because of this film. You know, so, but I was listening to you guys. You know, you guys are great. And I just wanted to, you know, call and say, MJ is the truth. And I've had the blessing to know Mike. You know, we did commercials for Nike that changed the industry. And people, you know, have, and it's really true about, you know, black athletes, you know, we come out the womb, dunking, whatever, but we got intellect too. And Mike, his business mind is brilliant. And you have to go back to his parents, hard working black folks, you know. And so, again, we got minds. We're not just running and jumping and all this other stuff. We got minds, too.
So, Spike, let me ask
you
this.
We have intellect.
Let me ask you this, though, Spike. What type of influence you think MJ could have over those other 29 owners to help these players out?
Michael's a god. Michael is a god. And then here's the thing, though. They all love him, respect him, but if he was saying some crazy stuff, you know, Mike was speaking to them on their level as men, as black men to say. And also, I like to say this, he wasn't telling them what to do. Mike was saying, this is what the situation is. I wasn't in the room, but I'm just thinking, this is what the situation is. And you guys got to make up your mind, but let me put this stuff on the table. I know the owners. I know Commissioner Silver, who's great, in my opinion, and he put information out there for those young men to make a decision. Michael did not come in there dictating. He laid it out in the line and gave the information so they can make an informative decision. Again, I was in the room, but I know Mike, and he was there to be a facilitator.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Spike, every time I've seen Mike move, he's so suave, right? Like he reads people. I think people lose sight of how to read people and how people operate in order to get things done. I think that's one of his most brilliant attributes.
Uh-huh. And another thing that I'm really happy about Last Dance, because Mike is almost like a ghost. That's why people react that way, because like, is he living? Is he alive? Mike's not out there. So when you see him, he has this presence. And another thing I like to say is Mike has taken a bad, bad rep that he doesn't do enough for the black community. Number one, there was a guy named Michael Jordan, not our Michael Jordan, but another guy named Michael Jordan, the same name, who owned private prisons. And that got mixed up. Mm. You ever heard the rumor about Michael owns?
Yeah.
There was another guy named Michael Jordan.
Thanks for clearing
him.
That up, Spike, because I don't think a lot of people knew that.
It is a white guy named Michael Jordan that owned prisons. They were privatized. It wasn't Michael. And again, he does a lot of stuff that nobody will ever hear about.
Spike.
He's doing it for the love of his heart. Michael has so much love in his heart. And we see things that he can help, write a check or whatnot. He does it, but he does it on the low, on the down low, on the QT, the quiet tip. He's not doing that to get publicity. What more publicity can he get?
Yeah,
he's the greatest player ever.
Yeah.
He ain't doing it for that. He's doing it for love.
Spike, is this why we always say that we need, in sports or any sort of organization, business, we need to have African Americans in a position of power, especially in industries where we somewhat dominate and we're not in a position of power, so that we can be able to communicate with people that don't know how to communicate with us?
Right. Okay, it's the truth.
For instance, in your business, right? I don't mean to cut you off though, Spike.
Go ahead.
Like in your business, when we talk about entertainment, what that we're in, ad agencies, things of that nature, put out goofy commercials that don't really have people in the room making those decisions, right?
Let me hit you with the key. You just said the room. You just said the line, in the room.
Okay.
Have you guys ever seen Hamilton, one of the greatest musicals ever? One of my favorite songs out of Hamilton is, you got to be in the room. If we're not in the room, there is no power. Just for like movies. Movies are decided by a committee. They're called the Green Light Committee. These are people, individuals at the studios and networks. They sit in the room and they decide what we're making and what we're not making. If we're not in the room, we don't have a voice. We got to be in the room.
Yes.
Be in the room.
So maybe the Knicks will finally get good.
Yeah, we need somebody in the room.
Since they got Fresh West in the room now.
I did not make this call to talk about my beloved orange and blue. They're more important things.
Spike, tell me about...
Because the world's in peril now.
Yeah.
People got to vote. This next election,
yes.
Agent Orange out of his mind. Okay, what else you got?
Spike, I was going to say, I can't with you. I love you. I was going to say, yesterday it felt like one of the most beautiful days in sports. Athletes coming together as one team across all sports.
Saying hockey.
Hockey, exactly.
They finally got on board, but that's okay. We'll accept it.
Rather late than never.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look. We got to accept Keyshawn, everybody on the same level. So we got to take it when we can get it.
Yes, understood.
I'm happy to end it. I'm happy. You know what I want, though? The Yankees and the Mets are playing a doubleheader today. I would love if both teams came out arm in arm and say, because I'm a New Yorker. The Jets made a statement. You know, they canceled practice. Mr. Barkley spoke for the Giants, so waiting on the Giants, but what are the Yankees and the Mets going to do? Wouldn't it be great if both the Mets and the Yankees say, we're not playing this doubleheader today?
It would be incredible. It would be incredible.
You know, baseball, I mean, we're in the biggest city in the world, the most diverse city, and what are our sports teams doing?
That's fair enough.
Look at the Bronx where the Yankees play. Look at that neighborhood.
All facts.
Boricua Dominicana. Let's go.
Thanks, man, for calling in, though.
It's about you calling the show whenever you want, brother. Seriously, man.
All right, guys. Thank you for letting me call in. Love you all. You're doing a great job. And, again, you're giving a different perspective, which might not be heard otherwise. And we have to hear different voices. And you guys are in the room. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Spike. Show.
That's a legendary Spike Lee. And tongue planted firmly in cheek. He was doing the right thing by calling into Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Exactly. You know, I love that he described MJ as a ghost, right? And it goes back to what you're saying before, Key. For Mike, less is more. I didn't know that whole thing about Michael Jordan and the privatization of different federal prisons, and that was enlightening for me too. And I feel like constantly using our platform to learn and have people learn with us about things like that are so important.
I knew about it, but it wasn't a conversational thing piece for me. But I knew about it. You know, people got the same names all over, but happened to be a white dude, and people tried to say he was doing it for money and undercover CCC. That's just, you know, that's the way it
is. I thought that back in the day when you hear about it.
False information.
Yeah.
It's just false information. That's why you listen to this show, you go get facts.
Exactly. Right.
And go ahead and find another Zubin Mahenty. You won't. You might find another Michael Jordan.
I bet you I can find another Zubin Mahenty. I bet you.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. I can definitely find another Keyshawn Johnson. I know that for sure. It's brought to you by Shell. Pennzoil synthetic motor oil is made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof's in the Pennzoil based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Spike mentioned the Giants making a big time statement. Why their superstar running back isn't closing the door on perhaps boycotting at least one game this season. You'll hear from Saquon Barkley next. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike
today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you always done the game show voice when you read ads? Has that like been your thing since being on radio?
Well, I don't know. I just read. I mean, I
kind of like it.
Is that how it sounds?
It has a deeper tone to it.
Is that how it sounds? Well, look, man, DraftKings, just remember. That's it.
I like it.
Fair enough. We liked the last segment. Spike Lee was with us.
Damn show voice.
And then we started talking about the Knicks, so we had to end the segment. So we would want this. So sorry, Spike.
I mean, they're doing all right. Hey, look, I like the direction they're moving, though. It's one step at a time.
No doubt about it. Tom Thibodeau's the head coach. They got Leon Rose at the top of the organization. And your
Fresh
guy,
West.
Yeah, Fresh West. Kenny Payne, West. Player development. Payne.
Uncle Kentucky. West, however you want to call it.
We'll see. It could be a brand new era for the New York Knicks. We'll see. They won't be out there until the 75th season because they weren't even good enough to be in the bubble. But again, no more Knicks talk. Let's talk at
something. You don't have to jab them like that.
Are you a Knicks fan?
I'm a Nets fan. I'm a Brooklyn Nets fan.
Nets fan.
Yes.
Because jersey.
You know,
I'm wearing
orange today. But I am, if the Knicks keep moving in this direction, I will go to Knicks games for sure.
Gotcha. Now, are you also a Giant fan because you grew up in New Jersey, or are you a Jet fan?
I'm a Giant fan. My cousin's David Tyree. He made that catch, crazy catch.
Super Bowl, yes. Iconic, one of the greatest catches in league history.
He stiffed army multiple times as a young kid, hence why I play basketball.
Gotcha. Of course, that was in the Super Bowl against the Pats. So you would be interested in this. Let's get your reaction to this. Saquon Barkley is the face of the Giants. He's done and said everything right the first couple years. He's been an absolute workhorse. But he was asked yesterday about something more than football. Dig deep here. I don't just want to know about this pattern or this run. They simply said to him, the Giants fight for social justice. We've seen baseball teams, MLS teams, hockey teams, WNBA teams, NBA teams, all boycott. Saquon didn't want to speak for the other 31 teams in the National Football League, but he made it clear the G-men could be joining that group of teams I just mentioned.
I can't really just go and speak on behalf of the whole league, but you know, I mean, for us, that's something that we're going to talk about within our groups, within our team, and you know, what's talked about in players in meetings, and players meetings stays in players meetings.
Okay, so here's the deal. With all due respect to the NBA, the WNBA, the NHL, the MLS, Major League Baseball, they're all doing what they think is right, and we tip our proverbial caps to them. But if an NFL team were to do what these teams just did, it would be amplified because it is king football in this country. As a Giant fan, you just heard the face, the future and present of this franchise say, it's on the table. What are your thoughts?
This was my biggest curiosity when all this started to happen. And Key and I talked about this yesterday for a long time. Would NFL players follow? Would they align with what everything else is going on? Considering Colin Kaepernick, how divisive it became, our commander in chief, engaged in that. It became extremely politicized. It became a really big thing. The history with Roger Goodell and the owners, knowing that the owners were more conservative, the nature of that, the shield, how you handle that. This was going to be the biggest thing. And when you hear people utilize the counter argument against the NBA by saying nobody watches the NBA anyway.
I do. Right?
I do. And it's funny, you know, nobody talks about the NBA anyway. Well, why are you tweeting that to me? You're talking about the NBA, by the way, when you do that. What trickle-down effect would happen in the NFL if this happened? And that would create real, real change because that's the masses.
I'm kind of glad that Saquon is thinking outside the box, so to speak, about what his team could potentially do. And here's why. Because in 2017, when the whole kneeling and Kaepernick was such a hot button issue, the New York Giants and co-owner John Mara, if I'm saying it correctly.
Yes, you are.
Was really out front about not kneeling and protesting, and just he was like, my guys aren't gonna do, you know, it was one of those deals.
It's one of the most staid organizations in all of sports, actually,
and
not just the NFL.
So, when his star players now saying, yo, something might be coming down the pipeline, where are we at now with the organization from 2017? Their employer, Roger Goodell, Commissioner Roger Goodell, has done a 180-degree switcheroo stance on where he was at back then. So now, where are the Giants and some of these other teams that have yet to do certain things?
Spike actually mentioned that, right? Where are they right now?
Where are they?
Where's the league statement on what the NBA did? The NFL has not put out a statement on what happened with the NBA earlier this week.
That's what I'm saying. It feels like the NFL is always the last to the game. They always pay attention to what other people are doing. And hearing Roger Goodell on Emmanuel Acho's show, Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, like he talks about saying that I have a black nephew, that maybe I didn't see it at this time, but now I see it that way. So now that you've openly said that, knowing that you do the bidding for the owners, where is the statement? Where are we going when one of your star players or Ryan Tannehill or the statement by the Ravens, when teams start talking about this, where's your statement, NFL? What are we going to do?
I just want to, and I know we got to get out of here, but it's going to be fascinating to see it. I want to see it. What are the Giants going to do? What Saquon just said that. What is Mr. Murray going to do? Like what?
Game one, Monday Night Football, ESPN, September 14th against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay,
the bright lights of Monday night. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, brought to you by Indeed. If finding a high-impact hire is a serious goal for your business, use Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. They'll even give you a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply. Still to come, you're hearing me right, folks. He played for the Cubs, the Phillies, and the Rangers. A major league star, a millionaire, that was profiled standing in his own driveway. That's next on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters. Featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters, the lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game. Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers. Odor Eaters, destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers. To get in the action, just download the app and sign up using promo code KJZ, then enter DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool. Download the DraftKings app now and use that code KJZ to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways to put yourself in the running for $1 million in cash top prize. That promo code again is KJZ, only at DraftKings. Eligible restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Is that better for you, Jay?
That's a way better read, Key.
Okay. All right. Getting better at it, man. Getting better at it.
Good morning. It's time for your SportsCenter update. I'll try to get better at this. This is our second go-around with this. The NBA playoffs are back. But when? We know the league is going to resume. Our Tim Bontemps, NBA insider, was with us this morning and said slim chance it's back today. He's not ruling it out, but he thinks it's unlikely. But at some point, we are going to have basketball in the bubble, and then we'll see what social justice means inside the bubble with a brand new perspective on all of it. Brody Van Wagenen, the Mets general manager, for now, apologized Thursday night, saying he wrongly accused MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred of proposing a plan that would have had his Mets players stage a one-hour walkout during their scheduled game against the Marlins last night. Instead, the players got together, did it organically, had a 42-second moment of silence to honor Jackie Robinson. Today is Jackie Robinson Day. And then Van Wagenen proceeded to blame the whole thing on his boss, COO Jeff Wilpon. As they say, Mets gonna Mets. We're going to talk to Doug Glanville here in 1 minute about that, ESPN baseball analyst. And the NHL has called games off last night. This is after three games were played on Wednesday. No games tonight for some solidarity in the shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin. Matthew Dumba, Minnesota Wild defenseman and a part of the Hockey Diversity Alliance, put the league on blast, saying we're always late to the party on these sorts of things. He'll join us at 8:45 a.m. Eastern to see if this was a genuine move by the NHL or did they do it as the backlash was severe. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless has the full cord cell phone coverage you need. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, for up to 50% less than the big carriers. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. It's a pleasure to go to the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line to welcome in Doug Glanville. He's brought to you by Blue Emu. Pharmacist recommended Blue Emu. Maximum pain relief works fast, and you won't stink. It's great to have you here. Good morning, Doug. I think we've been on the air now. This is going to be two full weeks after today, Doug. And I think the biggest takeaway moments on this show with the three of us are when people call in, like Spike Lee earlier, or we have a guest that's literally willing to open up and give us a first-person experience on what it's like to be Black in America at this time. And I know you have a story with regard to profiling that fits that first-person experience. Can you take us through that?
Well, you know, I guess my first reaction is there's a few of them. That's part of the challenge. You know, you're kind of reaching inside and looking at your life. And, you know, I've walked through it being Black in America, but also many times expressing optimism through sports and the opportunity. You know, I've certainly written about a few experiences. I know one was when I was shoveling my driveway and an officer from another town came across the street and I guess was looking for someone under who had a shoveling dispute with a neighbor and came across the street. And when I was out there, when he walked off to confront me, he said, are you trying to make money shoveling other people's driveway? You know, and so I'm standing in my own driveway. So you can imagine that scenario. And, you know, I knew initially that my reaction mattered in that moment. And I know there's always discussion about the, you know, after the facts of saying, well, this person wasn't shot or tasered. What's the big deal? And I think that what we're a lot of players, a lot of people have expressed is it's not always these outcomes that have to be fatal to recognize when you're marginalized throughout your life, even when you do the things that people say would make that disappear, that discrepancy, that inequity disappear. And so, you know, a lot of this ties to just your color of your skin and the legacy in our country. Yet we have sports that, to me, has an opportunity to continue to shine, that the power of team can supersede things, even when we have this legacy, at least give us something aspirational to turn to, and that we're in an environment that is concerned about being fair to both teams, to players, equally. Those are good examples, and I've had a number of experiences, but I've also tried to write them in some ways by working with all groups of people to try to get to an outcome, and I've learned that the process by which you follow that line to the outcome is equally important.
Doug, what's your reaction to the way Major League Baseball has handled things over the last 2 days, given the fact that there's a small number of African Americans that actually play the game?
Well, it's messy. It's messy. And, you know, I've had different thoughts about it, but, you know, the Mets, it was compelling in a way that it shows some of the creativity that in this search to figure out what we're supposed to do, right? How do we address something that has been so longstanding in our society in a snapshot, in a 2 hour game, in a protest? It's not something that you can form right away. You know, I always think of it this way, as tradition takes time. It takes time, but we're in a moment, and we know we have to see certain things to get a change happening, to get the consciousness raised. And baseball has this diversity woven into it that's different than basketball. I mean, outside of the international components, you have not as large or very, you know, low percentage of black players. And so you're calling upon other people who are not necessarily the directly aggrieved group to say, find us a way forward together and use, even if you are in a position of privilege, see our humanity together. And that's a search that it takes time. Even when we believe it to be something we should inherently have, we know our country has grappled with this throughout its entire history. So I'm trying to have patience with it. You know, baseball may be able to do something in a different way than NBA or NFL or WNBA by just recognize, you know, having this come through people that are from various backgrounds. And in some ways, there's a different kind of power in that.
Doug, the Subway Series starts today. Do you think that we'll see anything from the players as it relates to boycotting that game?
No, it's quite possible. I mean, the time, especially when you're talking about Jackie Robinson Day, one thing I've looked at carefully throughout the, you know, my interest in Jackie Robinson, his legacy, is that, you know, when he came in 1947 and broke this color barrier, he also had this time of silence. You know, there was an expectation of not fighting back, and he was a fighter. I mean, he was a tough character that was tormenting him to do that. But however, he did transition from that, you know, latter part of his career and his post-career. And we kind of forget or don't celebrate the aspects of Robinson that are kind of uncomfortable, that he marched and he wrote letters to senators and presidential candidates, and he was on the streets and he opened a bank, you know, trying to seek wealth for people who are black in America. He was a columnist. He was an executive. He was constantly in this fight, raising money for Martin Luther King, you know, his sort of campaign, so to speak. So there's another part of Jackie Robinson that Major League Baseball can celebrate that is probably more suitable now to this time, and that we need to figure out that it isn't, you know, he wasn't this monolithic figure, right? He had a lot of complexity like all of us. He was in pain. He questioned why we can't, you know, why we're accused of being, of lacking patriotism when we're just turning the tenets of America and trying to elevate it to the most aggrieved and disadvantaged communities. So there's an opportunity there for baseball to really look at its own history and reimagine it in a way that fits where we are right now.
Doug, another player I see reimagining the game, despite only being 21, and I'm not sure whether he's tied or he leads the MLB in home runs, RBIs, and runs scored, Fernando Tatis. How incredible is it to watch what he's doing this year?
I mean, it's jaw-dropping. The talent, the poise, the ability to just make adjustments, lightning speed, and you're combining that with all these tools, you know, by baseball standards, you know, power and speed, athleticism, smarts. I mean, he's putting it all together. I know his dad, of course, and so you know, just to think of the fact that, you know, this, of course, ages me pretty well, right? So playing against his dad and watching him, who is a tough player, now you have his son who's already established himself as a superstar. So, you know, the game needs that too. They need that, and these players have opportunities to, you know, change the trajectory of the game and give you something to remind you of just how incredible the game is and what a talent he is.
What do you make of how he was ridiculed a couple weeks ago for his actions?
So that, you know, baseball has this battle of unwritten rules, and you know, I've always talked about the value of unwritten rules. I don't think it's something we should throw away, or because our whole life, all of our lives are wrapped in unwritten rules. If everything was written down and legislated and codified, we wouldn't function very well because of how literal we'd have to be. We approach, you know, I think of my dinner table, you know, I have four kids and it could go a lot of different ways, and I'm trying to work towards creating traditions, and it takes time. You're trying to figure it out, and you can't explain, like, there's a rule that you have to all sit down. There's a rule that you have to, you know, so You know, so what you do is you flow through history saying, all right, here are some traditions I want to keep. And the generation of players today have a role in creating that future, similar to what we're talking about with baseball's battle for racial justice. There's this idea that you're trying to figure out what future to have through these traditions. And some pass through because there's three strikes and you're out, and that's hard and fast. But some pass through because there's mentorship and family and camaraderie, and you're trying to find a way to preserve the past and create your own future. Unwritten rules are part of that, and that's important. But I do say this, that sometimes the challenge and the flip side of these rules are that they cannot be sensitive to people of different backgrounds at different times. You know, we realize that you look at our history and sometimes you realize certain people weren't at the table. And now that they are at the table, whether Jackie Robinson breaking in or a large percentage of players from Latin America or however you come to this table, then you have to sort of open it up so that we're all defining it. You know, you look back at our country's grappling with history and what we do with statues and monuments. Well, part of the challenge is as you're looking to a future, you tend to look to the past. And some of that is an honoring, and some of that's important to recognize not to make the same mistakes, but also to figure out what we're trying to keep going forward. And when we look at history and you recognize that certain groups of people weren't even at the table to even define them, then you're a little more humble to realize, like, okay, wait a minute, like all these great players like Fernando Tatis are part of this great experiment that we're in, and that we need to step back and rethink things. And baseball, you know, continually needs to do that, but we all do.
Hey, Doug, I'm glad I wasn't in that driveway shoveling snow, because I would have told that officer, you know, you should let me shovel your snow because I like working. I'm a hard worker. That's why I own my house.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, Key. I mean, I've weighed it at different times, and I know sometimes that week I heard, you know, this is what I would have done. And that's what's so scary sometimes about it, because you're like, I don't know how this can go.
Yeah.
You know, we ended up engaging through the community for 2 months. I wrote an article about it. And 18 months later, there was a law passed that was related to jurisdiction. So, you know, the outcome was fairly positive. And I had a great experience with law enforcement as a player growing up, my teammates, my coaches. So, you know, we're at a time that we still also have to remember what we're trying to accomplish, and that there are a lot of people who do care, and it's tough because there's a lot of pain. So it's, you know, and we have to be patient, and that's the real hard part.
Yep.
Well said. Beyond baseball, but back to baseball. Trade deadline Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We'll see Doug on SportsCenter all throughout the weekend talking about it. Big spot here, 5 weeks after the season started, for all the contenders, all 16 of them this year. Doug, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Z. Good guys. Good talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Doug Glanville joined us via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line at 8:10 a.m. Eastern Time will be Jeff Passan. We'll talk much more about Jackie Robinson with baseball's best insider again at 8:10 a.m. Eastern. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting small businesses with specialized coverages for commercial vehicles. More at progressivecommercial.com. Smart Picks, brought to you by Redbox. It's our Friday tradition. Gentlemen, your smart picks for the weekend in the world of sports. Before we talk about a blast from the past in the film industry that if you're of age, you are going to love. Jay, your smart pick for the weekend is?
I don't know what my smart pick for the weekend is.
What are you going to watch for sports?
Oh, what am I going to watch for sports? Well, I don't know what's going to happen yet. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what sports are going to play yet. Obviously, everybody knows I'm an NBA guy, but if this Boston Celtics-Toronto series happens, I'm watching that for sure.
Hopefully we'll have basketball back soon enough. Key, what is your smart pick?
What you think? What am I going to pick?
Lakers-Blazers,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, we're going to close that thing
closing
out.
Closing it out.
Yeah, closing it out. That's smart. That's smart money.
Are we having games this weekend?
If you're a betting man.
You would know better than I, right?
Well, let's assume that we do have games. But if we don't, my smart pick would be the Dodgers.
Fair enough.
So, that's what I'm going to do. Because I know the Dodgers are going to play.
Yes, and I'm going to go way outside the box here. The Western and Southern Open is the last tennis tune-up before the U.S. Open next week, and that's actually a big event because Naomi Osaka...
out.
But she's going to play today.
Oh,
so now she's back
today.
In.
Okay.
They went to her and said, would you play today? We certainly respect what you did yesterday, backing out of the tournament. She even said herself, I don't think this is going to be a drastic thing that I've done it, but she is one of the world's most popular and best tennis players.
Mm-hmm.
So she is on the court today. So it's an early start to my smart pick for the weekend. And then we'll see her. U.S. Open starts August 31st, every single point on one ESPN network or another. So if you love tennis, ESPN is the place to be, starting August 31st.
Man, I was
31st.
Looking forward to going to the U.S. Open, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, you might remember this movie, all right? These two names, all right? When you hear the words Bill and Ted, what do you think? Do you remember these guys?
Back to the Future.
1989, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Excellent Adventure. Yes, I do. Why did I say Back to the Future?
You don't remember? Keanu Reeves was in it?
Keanu Reeves, yeah. No. They're doing another version, right? Is it?
Correct.
Yeah, they're older, yeah.
Bill and Ted's Face the Music. It's now on Redbox. So back in the early 90s, the high school musicians, Bill Preston, who's played by Alex Winter, and Ted Logan, played by Keanu Reeves. The cool thing is, the movie came out in 1989. The 2020 version, same two dudes are in it. Same two dudes. You knew Keanu Reeves was going to be in it.
Yeah, I know who that is, but I don't remember the movie.
But they were just garage band guys, and now they're middle-aged dads. When the great leader visits them to ask them about a song they were supposed to compose to save all of humanity, the two are at a loss. Given a new pressing deadline to create this song, they ride their trusted telephone booth. If you watched the first movie, you'd remember that.
That was embarrassing. I said Back to the Future. I apologize for that.
Well, see, that's all right. You said Back to the Future.
I was thinking Michael J. Fox.
I don't know that movie. And you kept going.
I know I messed up. I know.
You said Back to the Future. And I'm like, wait a minute, man. That's the dude with the crazy hair and Michael J. Fox with the car with the DeLorean. And
yep.
Christopher Lloyd. Y'all way off. Throwing me off.
Samsonite, way off. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's why. Yeah.
So here's the smart pick for Keanu Reeves, because I'm pretty sure I don't have to be on IMDb.com to know he's been in more movies than Bill S. Preston. So here's some other Keanu Reeves movies, all available on Redbox on demand. So here's the list, famous ones. You've heard of all of these, which you can watch anytime on Redbox. Your favorites. Is it Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Bill and Ted's Facing the Music, the John Wick trilogy, The Matrix?
The first Matrix.
The Whole Truth. Here's an underrated one. Point Break.
Point Break.
Point
Great
Break
movie.
Was good, too.
Great underrated. Movie.
Also underrated, Speed.
Speed, yeah.
And
it was fine.
Sandra
Bullock. It was cool,
go back
right?
To Point Break.
The Replacements.
Point Break was good.
The Replacements was good.
I don't remember The Replacements.
It's a football movie.
That just because I play football don't mean I'm
you
watching.
You gotta
football
watch movie. Football movies, man.
You're no, profiling I did key it for now. Now you're
no,
profiling
I'm not profiling key.
Key.
No.
No, I did it for a living, so it's hard for me to watch that.
Yeah,
because it's a movie and it's not the same.
So what's your pick? We got to get your picks on the record.
Mine is The Matrix.
The Matrix.
I'm going Point Break. Even though I do like the John Wick movies, just a lot of action. Like
Point
as a
Break
guy,
was,
just a lot of like just fighting po- all
point,
the time.
Point Break was good, but I knew how it was going to end.
True.
Yeah, so it's kind of like I knew what that was before it even started.
Rent the newest releases fresh from the theater, at the box, or on demand. And we'll be back next Friday to tell you about another great group of titles on Redbox. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up next, Brody Van Wagenen was a player agent before he became GM of the Mets. The question is going to be, how much longer is he going to be the GM of the Mets? You guys dealt with big-time agents throughout your career, and that's why I wanted to bring that up. An
Bill
agent...
Ted. What, I'm sorry.
What's that?
I mean,
what about my guys text me Bill and Ted, like, with his eyes
exactly,
rolled up.
Bill and Ted.
Like, Bill and Ted.
It's okay. We're moving past it.
Agents are agents.
Rob Pelinka, right? By the way.
Rob Pelinka.
Big agent.
Bob Myers, the
Bob
general
Myers.
Manager of the Warriors.
Yep.
I got you on the agents. But agents have a very specific role. And if you've never had experience in a front office, can you be taking over a team in the country's largest market? It's been kind of one embarrassment after the other in the short 1.5, 2 years Van Wagenen's been there.
You can. I mean, everybody is different, though, right? I mean, you can. He's run a business. He's been there before. Now, maybe he's not used to operate just because you're an agent, maybe you're not used to operating in front of media and things of that nature, so you kind of put your foot in your mouth here and there. But in terms of running a team and trying to construct things, yeah. But then when you speak to Rob Pelinka, you know,
GM of the Lakers,
it's kind of it's pretty easy to sign a LeBron James and then kind of grab an AD, but you got to make sure to put everything else around him, which I think he's done a good job at doing.
Well, I don't think it was easy to sign LeBron James. I think that was a huge get for them. But
no,
also,
man, that was easy. LeBron wanted to be there.
I also think the relationship, though, between Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss is a different relationship. And
no,
it makes you wonder about the relationship between Van Brody and obviously Wilpon.
And his thoughts about Rob Manfred. Didn't hear about it? We'll have that next with Baseball's Best Insider at 8:10 a.m. Eastern.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.